So nice to see everybody here today. My name is Georgia Deacon, and I'm one of the spiritual practitioners here at CSL White Rock. And I'm delighted that you're here today. And we have a wonderful new musician named Lucas Hill. Is it Hill?
Hilly.
Well, welcome, Lucas. And he's a singer-songwriter and with an interest in focus on healing, calming, spiritual aspects of music. Isn't that amazing? Especially for us. He sometimes offers music as a duo called Spirit Road, accompanied by his longtime friend and musical compadre Miles Simons on saxophone. In 2016, Lucas released a 7-song EP titled Spirit Road, featuring his daughter Veda on piano, Peggy Lee on cello, Kim Brandt on guitar, and on this project, one of the reviewers wrote, "This is a collection of songs with a spiritual resonance. There is definitely a light, peaceful, devotional feeling to these songs." Mm. And welcome, Lucas.
Thank you. Take me on the transformation train. Take me back in time to heal my pain. I may never be this way again. Riding on the transformation train. Riding on the transformation train. And searching for the joy through all my pain. I've nothing left to lose and much to gain. Riding on the transformation train. Oh, won't you join me on the transformation train? Help me find my way on through the rain. We can free ourselves and dance again. Riding on the transformation train. Riding on the transformation train. And reaching for the joy through all our pain. We've nothing left to lose and much to gain. Riding on the transformation train. Riding on the transformation train. Reaching for the joy through our pain. We may never feel the same again. Riding on that transformation train. I feel calm now. I feel peace. I feel strong now. I feel relief.
Okay, fantastic. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining again, I'll say that. As a representative of CSL White Rock, I recognize that I'm a settler on the land, and I'm grateful and honored to live and operate on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. And that is, the members of this gathering are working and living in the traditional land of many other Indigenous peoples. I thank the First People who continue to live and care for Mother Earth. As CSL White Rock is committed to the vision of a loving, vibrant world that works for all. And we're committed to uplifting Indigenous voices, respecting the traditional lands, and working with communities towards reconciliation. Our Science of Mind philosophy is a holistic approach to spirituality that emphasizes the power of thought and interconnectedness of all life. It provides a practical, non-dogmatic path towards personal growth and transformation. CSL White Rock is an inclusive spiritual community and learning center that we honor many paths to the One. And of course, we have our four cornerstone beliefs. Number one, there's one life, and it's the source of all life and all things. Number two, we are spirit having a human experience. Number three, nothing outside of us needs to change in order for us to be happy. And we're all here walking each other home.
What a heart-opening song to start off this row three. Very warm and heartwarming songs to start us off today on a beautiful Sunday. So good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say welcome. And I'm Reverend Tamara, for any newcomers and people on Zoom that don't know me yet. You will get to know me today. But if you are new, you know, we'd love you to join our newsletter. So maybe you can put in a link where people on Zoom can sign in, or if you're here in the room, please feel free to see one of our practitioners or our board members, and they can help you get signed up on our newsletter, because that's where every week, we only send out usually one a week, and it is just lets you know what's happening and what's going on in the upcoming days. So welcome. So today my talk is about self-care. Now, this is one I've been thinking a lot about recently, especially becoming a new minister. Throughout my whole 3 years of training, it was all about, okay, what's your self-care plan? What are you doing for self-care? How are you managing your self-care? So what are some ways you, here and on Zoom, put in the chat, what are some ways that you do self-care? You can just call them out for me.
Morning
pages, yes, that's a good one.
Being in nature,
yeah.
Classical music.
Go for a massage. yeah, that's good.
Hold my cat.
Hold your, yes, aren't animals? Yeah, I know.
Walk your dog.
Yes, getting out and walking and doing that. Friends, yes, that's one of my big ones too, is connection, is connecting with people and connecting with friends. So, you know, all of those are so true. It is so true, and really it's about what it is. And I think sometimes self-care right now has a little bit of a bad name. I know that might sound kind of funny, but why I say that is that sometimes people feel that, you know what, I'm really busy. I don't have time to do self-care. You know, I've got to clean the house, I got to go to work, I got to take after the kids, I got to look after my aging parents, I've got to, you know, do the gardening. There's all these things that we put on our to-do list every day. As we're always so busy trying to be, do, have more. And a lot of times that self-care will get put aside. So I was watching TikTok. And that is actually not a great form of self-care, but anyways, I was doing it. And I found this little blob. It's Lenny the Blob. And Lenny the Blob had a great thing on self-care. He talked about when he was just this little blob and he was like a rock, and that somebody came along and picked up that rock and threw him into the water. And what he imagined, then he started thinking about, oh my goodness, when I fall in the water, what am I gonna do? Like, am I gonna create a big enough splash? Am I gonna be enough for that person to think, oh, that was great? Or am I going to be just kind of plop into the water? And so then he thought, oh, maybe I just need to relax and be that rock flying through the air and enjoying the freedom of flying through the air and not worry about that piece of how it's going to end up. but just to be in the moment, to be right here, right now. And I think that is the piece of self-care. Now, I noticed none of you said this morning about self-care that coming here is a form of self-care. That's okay. No oops. But the thing is, it is true. Even nourishing your spiritual self is self-care. And I think that's what it's really all about, is when we nurture ourselves and then we give ourselves that time, that break, to be in the moment and to be learning and to be growing. So it was interesting when I started doing this, looking at this topic. This one, so we're dealing with it all month. And this one is about the evolution of self-care. And so what I discovered is back in the 1950s, actually self-care started in the medical system. It was actually for the people that were institutionalized and that their caretakers wanted to give them a way of feeling good about themselves and giving them some control of what they wanted. So they started talking to them about eating healthy and to work on exercising and getting some physical things. And they started noticing the change in their patients. And then it started to catch on in businesses, and it started to catch on in other health facilities, and the scientists start to study it. So it was really interesting to hear about that. And the other big thing that really surprised me, one of the big proponents, I'm going to talk a little bit about the U.S. right now, but they had back in that time frame was the Black Panthers. And a lot of time people hear about the Black Panthers and think of a negative thing. But did you know they're actually one of the biggest proponents of self-care? They actually started, and it was actually Black people that started the U.S. ambulance system. They were offering free health clinics before free health clinics were a thing. They were doing so many different outreach programs to promote self-care. I was surprised to read that, because in the history of things, when I've been reading it, I'd only heard maybe more negative things. So it was really great to hear all these other things. So has anybody been watching Ted Lasso on Apple?
Yeah.
Oh my God, isn't he fabulous? He is so fabulous. So Ted Lasso said, "I'd say that self-care is often the most productive thing you can do." Self-care is the most often productive thing you can do. I thought that was really interesting that he said that. And so I was playing with, I don't know, have you guys seen the GP chat? It's the thing that new AI, which is scary, but fun and all sorts of things. So I typed in, "What would Ted Lasso say about self-care? Give me a quote." So this is what it came up with. Ted Lasso, "You know, Coach Beard, I've been thinking a lot about self-care lately, and it's not just about bubble baths and scented candles. There's something deeper to it, Coach Beard." "What do you mean, Ted?" He said, "Well, I believe self-care is like spirituality for the soul. It's about taking time to connect with ourselves on a deeper level, to nurture our inner being, to find that sacred space within us where we can recharge and find balance." Coach Beard says, "That's an interesting perspective, Ted. So how do you incorporate spirituality into your self-care routine?" And Ted says, "Great question." He said, "It's about mindfulness. It's about gratitude and taking moments throughout the day to pause, as in George's meditation, to breathe, as in George's meditation, and be really present. It's like a spiritual check-in with myself, where I acknowledge the beauty and the present of the moment and express gratitude for the little things." Isn't that wonderful? What a thing that ChatGPT can come up with. But it's also remembering that our mind is powerful and that there's no self-care without the mind. And the way that we perceive ourselves and behave stems from our mind. So you can get therapy sessions from the greatest mind gurus, but if you don't treat your mind, then there's no way that you would care and love for yourself enough. Right? One thing that I know I was thinking about was, how is that being true to ourselves and giving ourselves that self-compassion, again, going back to that, giving ourselves that time to create space to do self-care. And does anybody else have those thoughts in their brain? Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I couldn't do that. Sally can do that.
Jill definitely can do that.
I cannot do that. Oh, Diane does the best treatments, as Georgia does the best meditations. How am I comparing? So it's that negative talk, or even that this, you know, somebody says you look great. Oh, this old thing, I only paid $2 for it, right? When we have those self-depreciating thoughts. So again, where am I thinking? How am I building my self-esteem if I'm having those thoughts? So it's about, you know, I should just, getting rid of those thoughts of, oh, I should just give up, that, oh, I'm not good enough. That's just not the truth. Because everyone, each of you, we're all one with the one. We are all part of that universal mind that is all things. It is every atom. It is the microphone. It is the blades of grass. It is all connected. Everything we have inside of us, we have everything we need to grow and to flourish. And it's allowing ourselves that time to listen. To listen to when we take that moment when we're doing those morning pages, when we're doing our meditation, to tap in and to that connection with the whatever that divine is, whether you call it God, you call it source, loving spirit, it doesn't matter, because it's each your own personal relationship with that. And that is the part where spiritual practice and self-care come in. That is that time that you can do that. Because even in a bubble bath with the scented candles, everything, right? There's that moment that you can just take and breathe and say thank you, or you're welcome, whatever it is for you. Oh, now I gotta read again. These glasses off on. I have to get that book. Throw away your glasses, is that the one, Jill? So it's taming that mind of ours into having those thoughts, those positive thoughts about ourselves, because once we start controlling our thoughts, they become our superhero. They become our Superman, our Wonder Woman, whatever it is for us that can help us move into that next stage of being. So the other thing is the perfection in individualism. When we become aware of our spiritual protection, our perfection, and tap into our mind's ability to create the ideal life for you, then all of a sudden, you realize there's no specific image to look up for perfection. There's no image to look up to, but to yourself. You do not need to model after anyone or anything. You feel and accept your own perfection. You only need to look within to come into contact with who you truly are and harness your own potential. And eventually, and even right now, I think we're all being the best that we can be. We may mess up, we may take a misstep here or there, but at the bottom of it, is there any of us, I think, right now going out of our way to try and harm or do anything? I don't think so. I mean, there are people out there that definitely have some challenges and do that, but I know here in our spiritual community, we're all doing the best that we can. We're always working towards improving ourselves. But that is loving ourselves. So when I can love myself more, then I can show up more. When I can have compassion for myself, I can show up more. And in that, oh yeah, that big V word, vulnerability. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy showing up and being vulnerable. You might say, you know, Reverend Tamara, that's just hard work. Like, I know, but that's the thing. The science of mind, this teaching, is calls for us to think and to be and to do and make our own work, to do the things to improve our lives. Because we can do it. There's lots of demonstrations out there every day, but it's taking those demonstrations and recognizing them. Because sometimes something small will happen and you might not think it's anything at all. You'll just kind of brush it away. But it is actually a miracle. Something that is lit you up, brought joy to your, a smile to your face. So it is important to do that. But you know, there's also no self-care without action. Again, going back to this, the science of mind philosophy is grounded in the power of your spiritual beingness and understanding that you are here having this human experience. But your mind has a great influence on how you experience this life. So to unlock the mind's abilities and to create your ideal life, you also must know that action must be taken in order to experience that joyful life, to experience that thriveful living, to experience that peace. So you must complete three steps. The three steps are thought, feeling, and action. So an example to illustrate this is you can think about going to work in the morning, but are your thoughts going to get you there? No, we have to step out the door, get dressed, get in the car, and move. So it is, as much as thoughts are important to experience an ideal life, it's also an important player in the game, but it's also contractive if you think about self-care without taking conscious steps towards upholding it. Self-care only starts in the mind, but you have to, it's all about the process. You then need to feel the emotion to help you uphold it, and then you need to be ready to take action and look at the unlimited beliefs that you get from it. So I think it's about bringing us forward, about taking the time and embracing ourselves. And when we engage in self-care practices, we're not just taking care of ourselves. We're nurturing that divine spark that is within us. It's like watering the plant and watching it blossom into a magnificent creation of nature. By embracing self-care, we tap into our inherent connection with that divine source, allowing us to radiate positivity and love and well-being. So, homework. You got 2 weeks, people, 2 weeks. But let's unleash our cosmic awesomeness through self-care this next 2 weeks. And are you ready to tap into that well of that cosmic energy within you? So embrace it as a powerful tool to connect with the divine. So one, embrace mindful practices. So whatever that is for you, that could be meditation, you ever heard walking in the nature. I mean, even just sitting and cuddling with my dog sometimes is a moment that allows me. So just focus on your breath wherever you are, whatever that is throughout the day, and allow yourself to feel the interconnectedness between your mind, body, and the vast cosmic energy surrounding you that Georgia talked about, that color, that energy, that vibration. Two, engage in some sacred self-care rituals. So create maybe sacred moments of self-care that honor your connection with the divine. Maybe it's lighting a candle. Maybe it's practicing yoga, meditating, or engaging in the creative expression of painting or art or music, whatever it is for you. Again, just the intention of nurturing that cosmic essence. Three, I love this one, cultivate gratitude and love. Right? Cultivate gratitude and love. Foster a deep sense of gratitude for the divine within and all that is around you. Practice expressing love and having compassionate words to yourself and others. Recognizing that embracing self-care, you're not only benefiting yourself, but also it's that ripple effect that I've talked about before. It's rippling out into the world. Okay, four. This is another one, last one, you guys. Share your cosmic journey. Share, inspire others by sharing your experiences and profound impact self-care has had on your connection with the divine. Spread the message that we're all interconnected and possess the power to embrace our cosmic awesomeness through self-care practices. We're just not mere mortals, but we are limitless potential. So embrace self-care as that gateway to your divine essence. Take the leap, nurture that cosmic awesomeness, and let your light shine brilliantly and in this vast cosmic dance we call life. So let's take that into prayer. This is where we, as the collective, take that breath, that moment of knowing truth that we are divine right here, right now, that divine source is all. Whatever we choose to call it, energy, source, love, joy, all those qualities that feed the divine. So today I know that I am one with the one, as I know that each of you are connected as well. There is no separation between all of us. So today I encourage and know myself deeper. And I encourage myself to know the truth of who I am, that I am that divine being having this human experience. I know that life is unfolding in perfection. Life always knows what it is doing. This thing called life is good. This thing called life is love. This thing called life is vulnerability. This thing called life is self-care, radical self-care. So today, claim for yourselves the love, the joy, the peace that is here right now in this room, in this vibration of love. So today I claim it, I know it, I feel it. It is who I am. I'm so grateful for this time together, for this teaching, for this knowing that love is the answer. That there is always peace, there is harmony, and we walk in ease and grace. So today, I claim it, I know it, I love it. Let us be the change that we want to see in the world. So today, I encourage each one of us to go out and live it with gratitude and love and joy, that expression of that divine. I let it go into the law of mind and ask you to join me in saying, and so it is. So it's also funny, I found, I was looking up self-care and what fell out of my bookcase was a friend gave me, because I'm December, so I'm a Sagittarius, a little book of self-care for Sagittarians. And it is so good. It gives all sorts, teach that learning is power, learn a new language, try spontaneity. Oh, this one's interesting. Visit the racetrack.
Just visit.
No betting. Anyways, I think they got it at what is that? Indigo. But anyways, there's lots of books out on self-care, and one I would highly recommend too is Michael Singer's The Untethered Soul.
Oh yeah.
Right? He's a master at bringing together the philosophy and the mind-body-soul connection, so
if this has been a wonderful day for you and you've really appreciated the best way you can, one of the best ways you can show your appreciation is through your donations. And giving feeds your soul. Giving feeds your soul just as much as receiving. So it's a time to acknowledge our gratitude for this community. As you may well know, we are a nonprofit. And as a nonprofit, we depend on your support. We can't exist without you. This is what pays our bills for our wonderful musicians and our fantastic minister and our site that we're on. So please consider that. There are a few ways you can support us through donating online at cslwhiterock.com, and it'll be on the chat space if you're looking for it on, if you're on Zoom, and in person. I see Sandy's here with her little wishing receiving bowl. Take a moment and pause that feeling of gratitude, and knowing that gratitude unlocks the gateway to abundance. You may wish to join me in putting your hand on your heart and affirm with me. I know that my giving blesses and multiplies
all that I have,
all that I give,
and all that I receive.
And so it is.
And so it is.